the question of whether the city is able to redevelop itself out here in the low-lying areas is, to me, at risk. New Orleans is not a cheap place to live. This is not a Toronto or a Detroit, even, that can stay for decades and centuries on its own. This takes constant maintenance. Once you build a levee system, you have to maintain it, right? So we're perpetually a place of maintenance now. How do you maintain something? Who pays to maintain something? It takes more people, right? So it's not this kind of condition where you can say, well, it's fine the way it is, 380,000 people, they're going to be fine, they'll be able. No, we can't afford. We need more people or more revenue or some other way to pay for living here. I was in Beijing a couple days ago, 3 days ago, and, you know, they don't have any water. They have to catch all the water, right? Everybody's got to deal with this water resource in different ways. But if you don't manage it locally, if you don't appreciate it locally, and this is a place where the lesson is not easy, because we have excess. When you have excess, you tend to devalue. When you've been flooded, it's a problem. You don't know how to manage it. So therefore, the Dutch inspiration, right? You know, people said to New Orleanians, you know, maybe the Dutch said, maybe you should try floating houses. And people here said, well, you know, we've had floating houses, and that's not exactly what we had in mind, right? So the process of working with the Dutch is always about, well, what's appropriate here?